and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. To not overproduce, I'm going to limit this thing to 5 minutes. I previously introduced the concept of the seven wastes. I like to go through each one of them in turn, starting with the big mama waste, overproduction. To start with a simple definition, overproduction is doing work that isn't needed. That's all there is to it. Making parts that nobody needs is overproduction. It seems simple enough. But overproduction is the big mama waste for two reasons. One, it is the biggest source of all your problems. And two, it is the easiest one to fall into and hardest to climb out of. We overproduce when we make parts that can't be processed further into a sale. Either that's because there isn't an actual order for the part I'm making and I'm just feeding a finished goods inventory, or because there's some kind of bottleneck downstream that I'm feeding. If the workstation following mine is incapable to receive the part I'm making, then I'm overproducing. If I'm working but my work is going to stop at some point from the time I let it go to the point of shipping to the customer, either in a pileup or on an inventory shelf, I'm not doing what's best next. I'm overproducing. The reason why overproduction is wasteful is because of the reality that resources are scarce. We have a limited amount of time, energy, and capital. The goal for a business is to deliver value to a customer by means of a sale. If what I'm currently doing is not feeding that goal, and instead is feeding a pileup, then I'm wasting the scarce resources I am to steward in order to bring a profit. The thing with scarce resources is that they're scarce. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're few, it means they're limited. I no longer have what I've used up. If I spend my time doing one thing, I'm not spending it doing something else. If my goal is to work towards delivering value by means of a sale, every minute I spend not doing that, I lose. To keep things simple, let's say I need to be delivering $100,000 worth of parts or service every month. In a 20-day work month, that's $5,000 a day. My daily revenue needs to be $5,000. Parts shipped, service completed. If instead of shipping that amount, I was busy making parts for inventory or feeding a bottleneck, I've lost the $5,000 opportunity for today. Sure, tomorrow I can try again, but tomorrow is a new $5,000 opportunity. By the end of tomorrow, I should have been at $10,000 total. If I'm successful tomorrow, it'll be half that. Today's opportunity is forever gone into the abyss, the bottomless pit, never to be seen again. It's been wasted. This is called opportunity cost. There's a way to not be productive by standing around. But then there's a way to not be productive, as defined by actually delivering the value, by doing work that isn't needed or isn't needed yet. Once we understand that our capacity, whether in terms of time, energy, or capital, is limited, we start to see that spending that limited capacity on something that I don't need to do yet, at the expense of something that I do need to do, is the source of most of my problems. Overproduction, apart from being its own waste that costs actual money, also creates more waste. As an example, when we create extra parts, we store them in inventory. When the parts sit in a pileup or in inventory, they get worn out, causing defects. We then have to process them more than we've had to, which is overprocessing. Big piles of parts are in the way, creating motion waste as people have to walk around them. Moving them from place to place out of the way is transportation waste. And while we're doing work that isn't needed, our customers, either internal downstream or external, are waiting for the value. Overproduction feeds the remainder six wastes. So, if overproduction is so bad, why do we do it? Why did I make the claim that it's the easiest waste to fall into and the hardest to climb out of? What is it about overproduction that makes it so enticing? Our 5 minutes are nearly up, so that question will be for another episode. For now, I'll leave you with the awareness of your opportunity cost when you misuse your limited capacity by means of overproduction. Be aware of what you're spending your business resources on, and is it driving towards delivering value to your customer, or is your business just busy without being productive? Delivering value to your customer every day is what you're after.